Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Yod Gimel Amud Aleph. In the middle of our analysis of the Mishnah, the last Mishnah of the Perek, that identified different areas and what the minimal size that each partner would have to get in order for one to be able to force a division. And so the example here was a traklin. And then the question of the Gemara is, Ein ben kedei lezeh kedei lezeh mahu. What if there is not enough? Can one partner force a split anyways? Rav Yehuda mar it dina de god o igod. Rav Yehuda says there is the right of either partner to demand god, which means you set a price and buy me out, o igod, I'll set a price and buy you out. Nachman mar late dina de god o igod. Now, Amarli Rav Lav Nachman, so Rav asked Rav Nachman, de yacht amar late dina de god o igod, you say there is no such right. Let's say that a father had two sons, one was a Bechor, one was a Pashut, so the Bechor is going to get a double portion, and he left them Eved or Behemat Me'a. The reason picked the Behemat Me'a is Behemat Torah, it's easy, you shecht it and then you divide it that way. Very simple. The Eved or the Behemah works for one guy one day and the other guy 2 days. And they keep transferred, switching like that. Meitevei, so he brought a challenge. Mishachetzi over chetzi ben chorin, famous Mishnah in Gittin. You have somebody who's a half eved, half ben chorin. Simplest way that that happens is that a father has an eved, and he dies, and his two sons get it. One son frees his half, so the eved is now a half eved, half ben chorin. Ovedet rabo yom echad v'datz v'yom echad v'rabid hill. But Hill says that the eved works for this master, owns half him one day, and the other day, it works for himself. But Shamarim, Tikantim, Rabba, but that's below Tikantim. You've fixed things financially, basically, but you haven't fixed things for this Evid. Lisha Shifchen Yochel. The Evid can't marry Shifcha because he's a half Ben Chorin. Lisa Bat Chorin Yochel. He can't marry Bat Chorin because half an Evid. Yibatel. You expect him to not have kids. Valolo Nivra Olam Elapir Yerivya. Shinamar, the Pasuk in Shaya says, Loto Brau Lashavit Yitzara. God created the world for having kids and fulfilling it, and this guy is going to be alone. This is another way of saying we want everyone to have at least some possible family situation. El Kofin Rabba was Hinotol Ben Chorin Kofin Shtar Al Chatzidamav. What we do is we force the guy who owns half of him to free him and write a star that he owns him half that value. Chazu Bet Hillel Hodel Kedir Bet Shammai. Bet Hillel ended up agreeing with Bet Shammai that we forced that. So why don't we just say go to we go? The answer is Shani Achad, the Igor Ika, God Leika. There is no God here. In other words, to say to the Eved to say to the master, you set a price and I'll buy myself out, you can do. But the opposite you can't have. You can't buy himself back into Avdut. So there is no option. When there's no option, God to Ego doesn't work. Toshma, Shnei Achin, Achad Ani V'Achad Ashir. Let's say I have two brothers. One of whom is already wealthy, one of whom who is poor, and they inherit from their brother, Nechlen Avien. From their father, Merchatz Uveit Abadi, and he bequeathed them a bathhouse or an olive press. So Asa'an the Schar Schar Lemtza, if these were used for profit, people would come and bring their olives, or people would bathe in there and they'd pay. So Asa'char Lemtza, that's easy. The two brothers split the proceeds. Asa'an Atzma, what if they were personal use, and therefore they weren't for commercial use? I mean, Ashiro Merlani, the rich man can say to the poor man, you bring your own avadim and you can use the merchatz. Get olive trees and bring the olives and press them. In other words, neither one of them can force a god or egod. So atanami god ika egod leika. Here you also don't have any god because this brother is poor. So therefore the rich brother doesn't have the option of saying to him, either buy me out or I'll buy you out, because he can't buy him out. Toshma, kol she'ilu yechaleku shmo alav. Our Mishnah said, and anything, the rule is that anything you could split and would maintain its identity, would maintain its name, yechokin, you could force a split. Vimlav, malino tobidamim. The Braita adds in that if not, then we estimate the money, right? So you see that there is go to egod. The answer is, tanoihi, the whole issue of go to egod, we think, is a machloket tanaim. Titanya, tol atashi urvani pachot. Let's say a guy wants to be beneficent. And he says to his partner, listen, I want to split with you, but there's only, let's say, 6 amot in the chatzer. You take the 4 and I'll take the 2. Shomin lo, we allow it. Shem Gamliel ain't shomin. Shem Gamliel says we don't allow it. Now, hechidami, what's the case? Elam ikadatani, if it's just straight up the way it's learned, my tabernacle Shem Gamliel, why would Shem Gamliel say we don't allow a guy to give it up and allow the other fellow to take dalan amot, and he takes two. Halav chasur me'achzor achikamar. Must be that there's something missing, which goes as follows. Tol atash yurvani pachot shomin lo. That everybody would agree. The god oi god nami shomin lo. And even if one guy, instead of saying, I'll give you the full share and I'll take minimum, but if the guy says, either you buy me or I'll buy you out, we also allow it. That's Rishon Gamliel, ain't shomin lo. That must be what Rishon Gamliel is saying, we don't allow. Lo, liolam kediktani. Actually, read it the way it was originally presented. Utaka amart maitam and Rashbag, and you said, what was Rashbag's reason for saying in shomin lo? Shonamar le'i bedami lately domi lemitan lach. The guy who's getting the four amot says, if you want me to pay you for the difference, I don't have money. Bematana, and if you want to give it to me as a gift, lo nechali, I don't want to accept your gifts. Tichtiv, sonei matanot yichya. The pasuk in Mishlei says that accepting gifts is not a good idea. Somebody who hates gifts will live. So therefore, he doesn't want to accept it. So therefore, you have the right to not be forced into accepting this dalan amot if you want to remain a partner. Amalei by the Rav Yosef. Had Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda's shita that go to we go to works. Dishmueli is really a shita of Shmuel. Now, in the end of our Mishnah said, Kitvi HaKadosh B'Yishu Shneim Rotzim Lo Yachloku, we said that if you have, let's say, a Sefer Torah, even though both partners agree to split, you still don't split. V'yamar Shmuel Lo Shanu Lo B'Krach Echad. Shmuel said that's only if they're one binding. HaVishnei Krichot, if you have two different groups, then Chokin. Right, V'Yisaka Daitach Le Dina to Godo Igod, but if you think there is no such thing as Godo Igod, might Yir Yibakrach Echad. Afil V'Shnei Krachin Nami, even if there's two Krachin, you still can't force it. And so therefore you see, Godo Igod must work. And the only problem with the Kitvei HaKodesh is that, you're not allowed to split up one Sefer Torah. And the answer is no. The case of Kitvei HaKodesh is when Shmuel said, that B'Kishnei Krachim you do split, that's when they both agree. And that's, by the way, Pshat in the Mishnah, because the Mishnah said, Alpha Bisha Shneim Rotzim ain't lo yachloku. So if it's Shnei Krichot, then Shneim Rotzim, and Shneim Rotzim is not go to Igon anymore. If they're both agreeable, that's not it. Now, Amar Memer Hechata Itina to go to Igon. Amar said, we pass on Ekor Yehuda, go to Igon is a right. You could tell the guy, buy me out or let me buy you out. Amar Rashi Lamemer, so he challenged him. He said, how do Rav Nachman buy? What about Rav Nachman? He's not a small person. And he said that we don't accept go to Igon. Amalei lo shmieli, a member said, I don't hear it. What does that mean? Klomar lo svirili, I don't accept it. Velo, really? Rav Nachman's shita is not accepted. Rav Yir Barchina, Rav Dim Barchina, two brothers. Shavak lo avu atartem hata. Their father left them, two maids. Chada yada afya bushule. One of them knew how to cook and bake. Chada yada pilcha benavel. The other one knew how to weave and to sew. And it turned out that when the father left them, each one of them wanted to have both maids. There is no din of go to egod here, or one can force the other guy to sell out. So the answer is no. There it's go to egod. It's no go to egod because each guy needs both. Each guy needs cooking and sewing. So kika amrle shkol at chadava anachada. When one brother would say, "You take one slave and I take the other slave girl," lav go to egodu. That's not go to egod. All right. So that's why there is no go to egod there. It's not really a din of go to egod. Go to egod is where one guy says, "I'll get the entire property and I'll pay you out," or "You'll get the entire property and I'll get the money." Ah, v'hakitvei kodesh tavai mi bayelu. But with kitvei kodesh, everybody needs him. And Shmuel said that when you have two different collections, then you can split, and each guy needs it. We already said it. That's already a case of Ratzu, when they both agree. When they both agree, there's no go to Egod. Okay, that's the end of the sugi of go to Egod. And now we go from there to discussing the issue of Kitvei HaKodesh, from here really to the end of the parak. Tanu Rabbanan, Madbik Adam Torah Nevim Uktuvim Keachad, Divir Omer. Omer says you could put all of Tanakh into one scroll. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Torah B'fnei Atzman, Nevim B'fnei Atzman, Uktuvim B'fnei Atzman. Rabbi Yehuda says that each section can be a unit. Chachamim Kol Echad V'Echad B'fnei Atzman. Chachamim say no, each Sefer has to be its own unit. Now, if you remember that they would write Sifrei Nevim and Sifrei Ktuvim, even Chumashim of Torah, as you saw this in Gittin, for learning purposes. So you'd have a Sefer Shmot that was a Megillah. Now, keep that in mind, as we say, V'yam Rabbi Yehuda Ma'asev Baitus Ben Zunin. Rabbi Yehuda wanted to prove that you could have all Nevim together. He says, there's a story about Baitus, Shayulo Shmonen Nevim Medubakin Ke'achad Al-Pi Rabbi Elazar Azariah. Rabbi Elazar Azariah directed him to write all eight books of Nevim, Yoshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, Yishai, Yirmiyah, Chezkon, Shemasar, in one book. V'yesh omrim, the other version was, lo hayulo ela echad echad b'fnei atzma. In that Tanakh, each scroll was separate, each book was separate, Yeshaya was separate, Yirmiyahu was separate. I'm a Rebbe, but Rebbe says, ma'aseh ve'vil l'fanim Torah nevim k'tuvim v'dubakim k'achad v'echshanum. We had somebody brought an entire scroll of the whole Tanakh together and we said it was kosher. That supports Reb Meir. So we see all three opinions have been supported by at least versions of a story. Now, bein chumash l'chumash shel Torah, in a Sefer Torah, or any time that you have several chumashim that are written together, how much space do you leave between Bereishit and Shemot? Arba Ashitin, four empty lines. Chen bein kol Navi v'Navi, if you have the Navim together. After Yeshua, you need four lines before you start Shofting. But if you have, let's say, from Hosea, and then you're going to do Yoel, so you leave three lines. But if you end any one of these Sfarim at the bottom of a column, you could start the next Sefer at the very top of the next column. You don't need to leave four or three spaces. We'll see why. If you want to put them all together, you can, like her mayor. At the beginning of the scroll, you have to have enough blank area that could go around a pillar. At the end of the Megillah, you have to have much wider, which is enough blank space that would go around the entire circumference of the scroll. We'll see why in a minute. And again, you can end at the bottom and begin at the top of the next column. And then it says, if you want to cut it, you can cut it. It's a mikamar. What's that doing there? What it means is the reason that you could, if you ended at the bottom of a column, you could start at the top of the next column and the next piece of parchment, is because you can cut them. So let's say you had a parchment and it ended at the very bottom with Sefer Yeshaya, and Yirmiyahu started at the next column at the top of the next. You could cut them and have Yeshaya separate. And that's why you don't need to leave the lines. Or Minhi, we have the following challenge about how much empty space to leave. Tchilat Sefer V'Sofo Kedei Lagul. The beginning and end of a Sefer have to have enough to roll. To roll what? Kedei Lagul might. I Kedei Lagul Amud, if it's enough to roll around a pillar, which is not that much, around a pole, Kasheh Keif, then that's a problem from the previous Braita that said that at the end there has to be enough to go around the entire circumference of the Megillah. If lagul in this brayta means to go around the circumference, kashamud, then what do we do with the brayta that said that the opening at the beginning of the Megillah it only has to be enough to go around a pole? So Rachman Yitzchak, it's starting to Yitzchak said it's distributive, meaning lagul. Lagul here means this, and lagul here means that, and it doesn't have one simple meaning. Rashi Amar no, Kitanya hi, that brayta is b'sefer Torah. Sefer Torah is rolled differently, Kitanya. Cross from the Galim Tchalatan Sofan. All Megillot are rolled from beginning to end, meaning that they have one pole and they all roll around that pole. V'Sefer Torah Nigalim Tzaytov. V'Sefer Torah is rolled to the middle because V'Selamud La'Elach Ve'Elach. You have a pole on each side, like we have, and therefore in that bright, it's talking about a Sefer Torah. Therefore, the beginning and end of the Sefer Torah have to have enough blank space to go around the pole, and that's it. That's what the Sofrim used to do in Yerushalayim. The ideal size of a Sefer Torah is that the circumference and the height are the same. Shalut Rebbe Shi'ur Sefer Torah B'chamas. So they asked Rebbe, what's the shiur of a Sefer Torah? Mar lahen b'gvil shisha, six tfachim high. B'klaf b'kama, but how much writing? Aini odea. Rav Huna katav shivin sifri doraita. Rav Huna wrote 70 sifri Torah. V'leitramilei elachad. Only one of them came out to be that exact right size. They're all kosher, but the right size. Rachab Yaakov katav chara mashchi di'igle v'tramilei. He wrote one sefer Torah on parchment of calf skin, and it turned out to be the right size. Everybody was jealous of him because he got it right the first time. Yavu be'rabbanan einayu, the rabbanan looked at him and with that jealous eye. V'nachnav shin, he died. Amr the Rabban of the Rav Hamnunas, so the Rabban said, Katav Rabbi Ami Dalad Mea Sifrei Torah. They told the story that Rabbi Ami wrote 400 Sifrei Torah. He didn't believe it. Amr Lehu Dilma Torah Tzivel Anu Moshe Katav. Maybe he wrote 400 times, maybe he wrote the Pasuk Torah Tzivel Anu Moshe. To write 400 Sifrei Torah in a lifetime, that's not believable. So we have a similar story. And the Rav Zera, Natar Rabbi Yanai Arba Mea Karmi. Rabbi Yanai, that's Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, planted 400 vineyards. So Amar Dilma Shtaim Kenegat Shtaim Achat Yotzei Zanav. Maybe what you mean by that is 400 minimal vineyards. If you recall from the end of Sota, the shear of a kerem, purposes of returning from war, is two vines and one in the middle, total of five vines. So maybe he planted 400 of those. 400 full karmim, not believable. Now, Meitavei, our own, this is a challenge now. We're going to see a very long introduction to this challenge. And when we get to the challenge, I'll remind you of where we're at. But keep in mind that our issue is how big a Sefer Torah is. And if we say that it's 6 tefachim high is the size, then the following becomes a problem. Aron she'asa Moshe. What was the size of the Aron? Amatayim v'chetzi yorchov, amam v'chetzi rachbov, amam v'chetzi komato. That's the pasuk. That it's 2.5 long by 1.5 by 1.5. Now, be'amah bat shisha tefachim. According to Reb Meir, who's the author of this piece, the amah was a 6 tefach amah, which is the normal amah. Reb Meir's approach throughout the discussion is that amot are always 6 tefachim. Reb Yehuda's shita is that amot are 6 tefachim, except in the mikdash where they're 5 tefachim. So Reb Meir says amah bat shisha tefachim, which means, in tefach terms, the aron was 15 by 9 by 9. Everybody accepts the idea that the Aron was six, or that the Luchot were six wide and six high. But remember, there's two Luchot, so that means 12 wide and six high, and three deep, three thick. Alright, that's the Shiurim. Now, Munachot Keneged Orko Shel Aron, the Luchot were therefore put in lengthwise. So you have the 12 Tfachim of the width of the Luchot fitting into the 15 of the Aron, and the 6 high fitting within the 9 high. Now, Kama Luchot Ochlot Baron, 12 Tfachim. Hishtaru Sham 3 Tfachim. So there's 3 Tfachim left in the length of the Aron. Semi on Tefach. First of all, take out 1 Tefach. Chetzio Lekot Al Zeh, Chetzio Lekot Al Zeh. The thickness of the wall is a half Tefach on each side. Hishtaru Sham 2 Tfachim. There's 2 Tfachim left in the length of the Aron. Shabayin Sefer Torah Munach. So at the end of the Aron, meaning at the opening of the Aron, there's a Sefer Torah in there that's 2 tefachim wide. We'll take a look at why. Shneimar ein baron rak shnei luchot avanim asher niach sham Moshe. In the description of Shlomo, bring the Aron in, it says there's nothing in the Aron but the 2 shnei luchot. What is an ein rak? My ein baron rak. Miut achar miut. It's an exclusion after an exclusion. Ein miut achar miut al rabot. It's there to include. Miut achar miut is always the rabot. Sefer Torah Shmunach Baron. Not only the Luchot, but there was also Sefer Torah. Now, Pirnasta Aron Lorko. So far, we've taken care of the entire length, because you have 12 of Luchot, 2 of Sefer Torah, and 1 half on each side of the wall. That's 15. Sefer Parnasta Aron Lorko Lorachbo. Now, what about the width? Kama Luchot Ochlot Baron. How much the Luchot take up? Shishat Fachim. And the whole thing's 9. Shtarusham Shloshat Fachim. There's 3 left. Same in Tefach, 1 Tefach, of course, is material. The wall, the thickness of the wall. There's 2 Tefachim left. So this is Rav Meir's Shita. And the reason there's 2 Tefachim is so there should be room to put the Sefer Torah in without it being an absolute tight fit. That's Rav Meir. So according to Rav Meir, there's the Luchot and the Sefer Torah, and everything fits. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Be'amah Bat Chamishat Tfachim. Rabbi Yehuda has a whole different take. He says that the Aron was built on an Amah of 5 Tfachim, which means it's 12.5 by 7.5 by 7.5. V'aluchot, everybody agrees, Orkan Shishav, Rochban Shishav, Yon Shlosha. Same thing, 6 times 2, that's 12 times 6 times 3. So Munachot Be'orko Shel Aron. So the 12.5 of the Aron, and you've got 12 of the Luchot, that totally takes up the length. Kam Luchot Ochlot Baron, Shtem Razat Tfachim, Yishter Yisham Chatzi Tefach. So there's a half a tefach left. So etzba lekot al zeh, etzba lekot al zeh. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that the thickness of the wall of the Aron was half as wide as Rabbi Meir says. It was a quarter tefach, an etzba. So pirnasta Aron la'orko, now you've taken care of the length, but of course there's no room for Sefer Torah there. Sefer Farnes Aron la'orko, what about the width? So kam luchot ogdor ba'aron, how much luchot take up? Shishat tefachim, that's 6 tefachim, and the whole thing is 7.5. Shashem tefach u'mechza. So what do you do with that? Same on chatzit tefach, half a tefach is that's what machzal kotel zeh, that's what machzal kotel zeh. You have a quarter tefach and a quarter tefach, which is etzba and a half on each side. That's for the wall. Shtar sham tefach, there's 1 tefach left. Shebo amudin umdin. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there were tiny little silver poles inside the aron on each side of the luchot. And where do you get that from? Shinemar, not from anything in Chumash. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim that says, "Apir Yonas Holomel Shlomo Yatzelvanon." Shlomo made a beautiful bed from cedar wood. Amudam Asachesef. The poles were made out of silver. etc. Alright, and so therefore, that's the illusion, this is talking about the Aron, that, that it was, because of course everything in Shir HaShirim is understood to be, metaphoric, and anything in Shlomo is described as having buildings relating to the Mikdash. So this is the Aron. The Agah, now, we have a problem, there's no Sefer Torah in there. And yet Moshe wrote a Sefer Torah, gave it to Levim to be put somewhere near the Aron. The Agah, as you go up, Plishtim, the Aron, Lehuhe Yisrael, Munach Mitzido. If you recall in Shmuel Aleph, if you don't recall, you can listen to our podcasts, and the OU, Nach Yomi in Shmuel. Shmuel Aleph, Perak Dalid, the Aron was lost. In Perak Hay, it wreaked havoc in Plishti land. And when the Plishtim decided to send it back, in Perak Vav, they sent it back with a cedar box that had all sorts of, gifts, guilt offerings. They would send it with this box. So the argaz they kept in the mikdash according to Rabbi Yehuda. The alav sefer Torah munach, and the sefer Torah was sitting on top of that box next to the aron. So imagine in the kodesh kadoshim you have the aron on top of the kruvim, and next to the aron is this box the plishti made, and on top of the box is the sefer Torah. Shneamar, how do I know? Lakoach sefer Torah zev sam temo to mitzad aron brit Adonai. Moshe says to the levim, take the sefer Torah. It's the end of in Dvarim in Parsha Vayelech. Take the Sefer Torah and put it next to the Aron. Mitzad munach v'lo b'tocho. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you see, it was put on the side, not inside. Aman became in Baron Rock, so what do I, Rabbi Yehuda, what do I do with the pasuk that Rabbi Meir said proves the Sefer Torah is inside, that was the miut achar miut in Shlomo's description, Ein Baron Rock, Aron Abrit, Arak Sheluchot Abrit, Lirabot Shivrei Luchot. It's there not to include a Sefer Torah, but the broken pieces of the first Luchot. Shemunachin ba'aron. Now, that's the Braita. Now, our problem was, if you recall, that we said that a Sefer Torah is six tfachim. If you think the circumference is vav tfachim. And remember rabbinic geometry, that circumference is essentially three times diameter. And if the diameter is six tfachim, if the circumference is six tfachim, then that means the diameter is two tfachim. Since the Sefer Torah is rolled to the middle, you have two tfachim plus the space in between the two rolls, so it's two and a must something. How does this two plus Sefer Torah fit into two tfachim in the Aron? The answer is that the Sefer Torah in the Beit HaMikdash was rolled like a regular Megillah, only from one side. Which means now it's only six tfachim, not six tfachim, but a little space in the middle. And therefore it's exactly two tfachim. But how does two fit exactly into two? That they rolled a little bit and put it on top so that there was actually a little less than two tfachim. Alright, good. Now, back to the problem of the Shivrei Luchot. Remember, that entire Braita, Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, was brought only because of the problem of the Shir of a Sefer Torah fitting in Rameir's description into the Aron. Rabbi Yehuda, Mekame Delei Te Argaz, Sefer Torah Eche Aviyotiv. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, before the Plishtim brought the Argaz, where was the Sefer Torah? Where was the Sefer Torah in Moshe's time? Or in Yoshua's time? Or in the Shoftim's time? They had a shelf coming out of the Aron, and the Sefer Torah was put on there. So what does Rameir do with Mitzad Aron? Because Rameir says it's inside, and Moshe said put it next to. He said Mitzad doesn't mean on the side of the Aron, it means on the side of the Luchot in the Aron, and not between the Luchot. Inside, but minatzad, on the side of the Luchot. According to Rameir, where were these silver poles? Since Rameir had no room left. The answer is me bright, on the outside. Everybody agrees there's silver poles, but he has them on the outside of the Aron. Rameir, Shivrei Luchot, Munachim Aron Manale. Everybody agrees with the principle that the Shivrei Luchot, the original stones of the first Luchot, were in the Aron. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, we have the pasuk Ein Baron Rock. According to Meir, where does he get that from? Nafka Miravuna, Dam Ravuna, my dichtiv, Asheni Kras Shem, Shem Adonai Tzvot Yoshev Akuvim Alav. When David went to bring the Aron from Kiryat Yarim to Yerushalayim, he said to go get the Aron that Shem Shem Hashem Tzvot Yoshev Akuvim Alav. It's a very strange phrase. The double word shame says not only the luchot, but the shivrei luchot are there. So he has another illusion. V'idach, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that? Hahu mibayla lecha b'yochanan. I needed that for something else. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon, lechai, b'lamed shashem echol kino miyochim aron. It shows you that Shem Hashem and all the different names for God are in the aron. Take a look at the Ramban's Hakdama to his Perush on Chumash. You'll see an interesting take on this. But that's what the pasuk teaches. V'idach nam b'yle lehachib. Rabbi Meir needs that pasuk for the same principle. Sayinachinami. Al shivrei luchot munachin b'aron manale. Where does Rabbi Meir learn that shivrei luchot are in the aron? Nafkul mitani Rabbi Yosef. Tan Rabbi Yosef asher shibarta v'samtam. This is in Moshe's retelling of the Chita Egel. And he says, Hashem told me to go take Luchot and write the words that were on the original tablets that you broke and put them in the Aron. But if you take those three words out of context, Asher Shibarta v'samtam, Elamed Shal Luchot, Jireh Luchot, Rachim Aron. So even the ones you broke go into the Aron. V'idach, what does Rabbi Yehuda do with that? Since he already learned from Ra'ein Baron Rak that Shivre Luchot are there. V'ilecha Rish Lakish, Tavrish Lakish, Asher Shibarta. What does he do with Asher Shibarta? He's not saying you did a bad thing by the other rabbi. You did a very good thing by breaking it, and those should also end. But not that that's the pasuk is not teaching us. They go in the Aron. That he learned from Ein Baron Rak. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with Sidran Shel Nevi'im, the central sugya in the Bavli about the canonization and the order of the canon, which will lead us into a long discussion about Sefer Iyov, which will take us to the end of the Perek. We have two podcasts to go till we complete Perek Rishon. Everyone should have a wonderful day.